I'm Corey Forrest. I'm running in the Pittsburgh Board of Commissioners race. Moving to Pittsburgh, it didn't take us long to just fall in love and decide that we wanted to set roots in Pittsburgh. Now, I have my background in land surveying. I spend a lot of time working with other municipalities. So I've seen a lot of growth in those other municipalities that were very similar to Pittsburgh. And I've been able to witness how they dealt with those challenges. And I'd really wanted to bring that perspective to the board. Currently being the chair of the planning board, I think has really helped out having that experience. The experience that I have and the perspective I can bring, there's a lack of it on the town board, and I think that it could be useful at that level. My top three issues are, first and foremost, responsible growth, and then with that comes affordable housing, and we've got to really protect our environment. Pittsburgh is growing. There's a lot of challenge with that, but there's a lot of opportunity as well. We really need to ensure new development is strengthening our community and not just overwhelming it. And it's becoming more and more expensive to live in Pittsburgh. And we're kind of pricing out the individuals that we really need in our towns, you know, our firefighters and our teachers. I really want to work with the developers. There are things within the UDO, zoning, red tape that, you know, maybe we can work on getting those final prices down. We certainly don't want to be any less thorough, but whatever we can do to smoothen out that process, because time is money and there are a lot of fees. Those fees and the time spent make their way into the final product and they make it to those teachers, those firefighters that we want. And then we rely so much on the Haw River, and it's been a huge point with PFAS and the 1,4-dioxane, making sure that we are doing everything that we can to protect those buffers that are already in place and try to even strengthen those more and more and try to protect our water. The biggest challenge Pittsburgh will face in the next 5 years is managing growth in a way that keeps pace with our infrastructure. Roads, water and sewer, a little less now that Tri River has taken that over, but also stormwater infrastructure. Keeping pace with that while still protecting the character of our community. Growth is coming whether we want it or not. So the question is how we guide it responsibly. I think it's very important that everyone in Pittsburgh knows how good a staff they have taking care of things in town. And my focus is on making sure the new development infrastructure is designed to a standard that won't become a burden on our taxpayers later on. Balancing Pittsburgh's infrastructure needs and its preparation for growth with residents' tax rate rising. I think the key is making sure growth pays for itself. As Pittsburgh grows, we need to hold developers accountable for contributing to the infrastructure that their projects require. Roads, utilities, public services. We want to make sure that those costs don't fall unfairly on the existing residents. You know, at the time, we need to be disciplined in how we prioritize spending, focusing on essential infrastructure first, and being smart and transparent with our planning. We want downtown to remain the heart of Pittsburgh, so we have to have that connectivity and we want to make it better, mainly focusing on our greenways, sidewalks, and multi-use paths. Our planning and parks departments have already been focusing really hard on the greenway and sidewalk connectivity, and I think they've been doing a really, really good job. We've gotten a lot of really good connectivity on greenways through parks coming in on new developments, and that connectivity will help us keep Pittsburgh's small town character alive during this rapid growth. We've been very fortunate. The mayor, Kyle Shipp, he's also been focusing a lot on the greenway connectivity. And if his plan is successful, we will have quite the greenway. When voters see my name on the ballot this fall, I want them to think of someone who's honest, transparent, committed to putting Pittsburgh first. All things that I think I've demonstrated already in my time on the planning board. And I want them to know that I'll listen, I'll work hard, and I'll make decisions with the well-being of Pittsburgh at the top of mind, always.